T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Great song. Gia didn't do it. She didn't say Potato Jones. You had said, Solana, that that was high on your priority list.
I'll reach out to her now. It was.
Now?
No. I reached out to her.
You know, you realize traffic already aired.
I texted her. I'm going to see. I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
But you said it was on your priority list, your high priority list.
It was. It indeed was. I moved it up there. There's not much I can do, though.
Well, it sounds like you haven't done anything.
Yeah. More than nothing, it's something.
Very lazy. He's very lazy.
It's a disease.
It's a disease. Don Bailey Jr. is the analyst for the Miami Hurricanes games on the broadcast with Joe Zagacki. Last week, DBJ brought it home with a tremendous performance. And, in fact, I was telling you earlier, my wife was listening on the podcast last night, Tuesday, when we were playing back DBJ's cuts, and she was crying laughing. Crying laughing. Do you have the two cuts that he did? Give me the whole, like, the whole play-by-play call. So the first one that he did was, Bad Bunny, right?
This yes.
So he was trying to do Bad Bunny. Do you have the actual, I'm sorry, this is very woefully underprepared. Do you have Bad Bunny, the cut that we gave him?
Yes, I do.
Wow, he did. In fact, let me bring on Don Bailey Jr. here. You remember that, Bad Bunny?
I'm having nightmares over that song.
Because you threw in some da-da-da-da-das.
But no la-las, bro. Not a la-la.
That's true. No la-las. All right,
not
so give us what Don Bailey Jr. did during the broadcast for Miami and UNC.
Play fakes, the Dallas throws, Enzo Mallory, he's got it! Touchdown, Miami! Will Mallory got his feet down, right along the sidelines, Williams to Mallory, touchdown, Miami! Hurricanes 25, North Carolina 20, with 4:38 to play of the game.
Bad Bunny, da da ya, ya ya ya, da 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 ya.
All right, fade that out. That's just unbelievable.
Oh, it sounds as bad as I thought it did.
Yeah. No, but it was great. It was bad and great. And then Solana actually went back into the lab. Do you have the song you created? Solana actually put together a banger, right?
This is good.
I'm not even lying. Here's what Solana has produced.
Bad Bunny, da da ya, ya ya ya, da 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 ya, ya ya, ya ya, ya ya, da 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 ya, ya 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 ya. Bad Bunny, Bad Bunny, da 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 ya, ya.
Oh my god.
It's an assault on the senses.
Yeah.
All right. No.
Oh my god. That's and the only thing we can last at being 0-2. Trust me.
Yeah, you're not kidding. And then the other one, what was the other one? Because we had some technical issues last week, so we only grabbed two of them. What was the other one?
The Griffith.
Oh, Andy
Whistling.
Griffith. Yeah, we've had technical issues at the station. So the Andy Griffith, which, by the way, you don't know how to whistle, DBJ.
I don't.
You could have told me that when I gave you the line.
But you would have made me do it more.
True.
Come on, I know you. Come on.
So we gave him the Andy Griffith.
I figured I'd learn in a week. I figured I could learn in a week.
We gave him the Andy Griffith theme, which is And then he comes back from the third quarter break. You can play what DBJ did. This is absurd. You're coming back from a break on a college football broadcast, and you know, Joe brings it back officially like an announcer does, and then you start whistling with your tongue.
Third quarter, North Carolina 20, Miami 13, 40-yard field goal. Carolina goes 10 plays, 58 yards, and just over 3 minutes. The Hurricanes need a big response now.
So crazy.
You set me up. A big response. There you go.
Funny, man. Yeah, you don't know how to whistle.
I don't know. I'm sorry. Can't sing either.
So let me ask you, before we give you lines and stuff for this week, let me ask you quickly. Don Bailey Jr., radio analyst for the Miami Hurricanes. Does this feel like an 0-2 team to you?
No.
I mean, no. They feel better than that, don't they?
Yeah. I mean, they haven't been 0-2 since before I got there. So that's a long time ago. And no, it doesn't. And I think that's a good thing. You know, and it really dawned on me when I was preparing for this game, Miami's lost two games by 7 points. And there's just in missed field goals and extra points, they left way more than that on the table. Just in forget Jeff Thomas's fumble on the punt, forget the drops in the end zone, forget like major things. Just when you look at extra points and you look at missed field goals, there's more points than that. So, I mean, that's good news or bad news, depends how you look at it. But I will tell you, you know, being at practice again this week and watching how Manny Diaz is handling this team, that coaching staff is hell-bent on teaching these young men how to win and finish. And evidently, they're not there yet. The record states that. But they are learning it. They're getting coached very well and very hard, and they're going to get it figured out. And the good news is they're after the game. In my opinion, good news is that people are very, very upset about losing. Players are very upset, but nobody's going at each other. There's no finger pointing. There's no coming out in the public and saying anything. Everybody understands where they are and what they've got to do to get better. And, you know, even an average spectator, somebody who just watches it occasionally, if you saw Jaren Williams from Florida to North Carolina, you saw improvement. You saw the offensive line from Florida to North Carolina, you saw improvement. You know, you saw some things happen in your secondary that you don't like. And you haven't seen really since Manny Diaz has been the coach, except for occasionally you get burnt on something. But they're going to get this all fixed, and it'll come together. And I'm not panicking at all. I'm really not.
And DBJ, you know, we talk trash because it was a UMUF. But to be serious about this team, though, they're a young team. It's a young head coach. There's a young DC. There's a young O-line. There's a young secondary. You kind of hit on it where a lot of these guys do need to mature.
I mean, you know, Channing, I don't know what year did you start at Florida? Did you start as a freshman?
I was a gray shirt freshman. That's when me and Ron Zook beat the system and gave me a gray shirt, and I came in. But yes, I was my second year out of high school, but I started as a red shirt freshman.
Okay, so I had to start as a freshman too. Okay, so when you start as a freshman, now you got to remember, or you're a first time starter, because there really isn't that much of a difference except physically, except strength-wise, in my opinion. But you look at the secondary. When Joe and I were doing the broadcast, you know, the offensive line got a lot of attention because of the quote-unquote 10 sacks and everything that happened there. And I was going into that game thinking that, well, the offensive line for sure is going to have struggles just because of youth, and nobody has started at that position, at any of those positions, period. But your secondary, you lost 29 starts, I believe it was, with Redwine. You lost 30 starts with Johnson. You probably lost 25 starts with Jack. You probably lost 25 starts with Jackson. I'm wondering, when's that going to get picked on? Well, that came true against North Carolina. So the moral of the story is that whenever you're starting youth, you're going to have issues. And youth doesn't have to mean a freshman. Youth to me is somebody that hasn't played in a college football game. And what magnifies this even more is college football, almost everybody has at least had it. So a lot of people started with two easier games and now get serious, or a tough game and an easy game. Miami's had two pretty darn tough football games. So, you know, being 0-2 and down, you know, cost by 7 points is, it hurts, but it sure should get easier this Saturday, you know?
I hope so.
I hope
no,
so.
It is. It is.
Better. Don Bailey Jr. is with us Saturday. It's Miami and Bethune-Cookman, 4 o'clock kickoff, Hard Rock Stadium. Hopefully the place will be jumping and they can notch a couple W's and get back into the Coastal. So here's what we're doing for the lines this week. Don Bailey Jr. works in, as we played at the beginning of the segment, some funny little non sequiturs into the broadcast because he is a great teammate. And Joe Zagacki approves, right? Did he look at you like you're crazy on the Andy Griffith whistle?
I would say that he looked at me like he'd never seen me before.
Yeah.
That's he just it caught him off guard a little bit. Now he's all pro, you know, he's all in now. He's all for it. But I just think that just came out at the right time where it caught him off guard and it just worked perfect.
Rarely does the broadcast team for any sport in any major, you know, major competitive program just start whistling on the air.
Especially when the whistle sounds like that.
Yeah, terrible whistle. So what we thought we'd do, you mentioned it's been a long time since the Hurricanes were 0-2. It was 1978. And so we have gotten some song lyrics from hit songs in 1978, which I imagine is going to be your wheelhouse.
Right dead in the middle of it.
Yeah, I had a feeling. So Staying Alive from the Bee Gees. I'm sure you're familiar with that song, that movie.
I had that leisure suit. Are you kidding me?
Of course you did.
I had that leisure suit.
Here's the line.
This is, collar.
Again, a huge hit from 1978. Here's the line we want you to do. Whether you're a brother or whether you're a mother, you're staying alive, staying alive.
Whether you're a brother or whether you're a mother, you're staying alive.
He lied about the voice?
Please do it in the falsetto. All right, that's something that you can work in, right?
I'm going to sing that the rest of the day now, see?
All right, the Commodores had a huge hit in 1978, Three Times a Lady. I'm sure you know this line.
Once.
Once. Twice. Times a lady, and I love you.
That's nice.
Right? You got to do it in your Lionel Richie voice there. You're once, twice, three times a lady, and I love you.
Can we drop the love you?
Well, maybe have Joe do that. You say you're once, twice, three times a lady, and then Joe says, and I love you.
That'll be perfect. You know what? I might think this through. I might keep this one all to myself.
Okay.
You know, this is like my era.
I have a couple that I think are good back and forths. This is one of them. Kansas had Dust in the Wind, huge hit in 1978. And so when you listen to this, my thought is that you do, well, here, listen to this, and then I'll tell you what my thought is.
Okay.
And then here comes Joe.
All my dreams pass before my eyes of curiosity.
And then the both of you together.
Dust in the wind. All we
are
is dust in the wind.
Huh? Huh?
Oh. Well, what are we going to do it for the whole halftime show?
They got a concert.
A little long there, my man.
So you just say, you go, I close my eyes only for a moment, and the moment's gone. And Joe says, all my dreams pass before my eyes, a curiosity. And then the both of you, dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
That's 10 seconds.
10 seconds at most.
Seems like 30 to me.
Well, think about it. Think about it. You don't have to sing it as slowly as
Kansas
did.
Can we get credit if we get, like, part of it in, though?
Absolutely.
Is there partial credit?
You can do no wrong.
That's fine.
Barry Manilow, a very famous song from 1978. Copacabana. This is a perfect line. At the Copacabana, the hottest spot north of Havana.
That's got to get in.
That's got to get in. I mean, just
home game. Come on.
Yeah, you're right. We're here at Hard Rock Stadium. I'm telling you, this place is feeling like we're at the Copacabana, the hottest spot north of Havana.
That's it.
All right.
I'm surprised I hadn't worked that in myself.
One more peaches and herb. Shake your groove thing. Again, I consider this to be a back and forth between you and Joe. Play it for us, Solana. Shake your groove thing, shake your groove thing, yeah, yeah. Show 'em how we do it now. So you do shake your groove thing, shake your groove thing. Joe chimes in, yeah, yeah. And then you say, show 'em how you do it now.
This may be the best one ever. And, you know, I hope the score allows us to do all of
it. It should.
Yes, it will.
It should. So there you go. Five cuts from 1978. Make us proud, DBJ.
I promise.
That's all we need to hear. Thank you, Don.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
Don Bailey Jr. He's shook. Everybody shook today.
That one was long as hell, man.
Look, he doesn't have to do it as long as that, though. I forgot how long it was when I chose that.
Close my eyes, only for a moment, and the moment's gone.
And then here comes Joe.
All my dreams has before my eyes a curiosity.
Then here's everybody.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
Oh, please do that, DBJ and Joe. Please. I'm Hashem. If you do one thing as we approach Rosh Hashanah, allow DBJ and Joe Zagacki to do that line that way with that kind of emotion.
They are now taking orders for Rosh Hashanah. We are Roshin and Hashanah.
As we approach Rosh Hashanah. Please, Hashem, can you do that for us? That was excellent.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.